Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Ceasefire in Syria that began today has mostly held, but there have been some incidents of violence. A truce was brokered by the United States and Russia at the UN. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
It is true that our actions alone will not determine whether or not the cessation of hostilities holds. Even if we all act in good faith, other parties have the power to sabotage the cessation by their actions. Yet it is also true that the failure by any one of our nations to live up to our part of the deal could also result in the failure of the cessation.
Power also said the truce does not apply to the Islamic State and the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra terror groups. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide blast killed at least 13 people, wounded more than 40 others today in an eastern region near the border with Pakistan. Anti-Taliban local militia commander is among those killed in the explosion. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. At least 12 people were killed, more than 30 others wounded, and two powerful explosions and gunfire in the Somali capital. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility for that attack. Officials say the dead include security forces and civilians. The militants have links to Al-Qaeda and carry out frequent attacks in Somalia. Early reports today and returns from Iran's parliamentary election indicate the country will likely usher in reformist and moderate conservatives, allowing President Hassan Rouhani to pursue his political agenda. The vote for the lawmakers was the first election since the country's nuclear deal with world powers took effect. This is VOA News. Exit polls in Ireland's parliamentary election indicate the country's ruling coalition may fall apart due to a loss of seats in Friday's voting. Public broadcaster RTE is reporting that Prime Minister Enda Kenny's Fine Gael party got fewer votes than expected at 23.8%. The rival party, the Fianna Fáil, is expected to garner about 21.1% of the voting. Two major parties have never worked together in Parliament, leaving the next step for the Irish lawmakers unclear. The newly elected FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, has promised to restore the shattered image of the International Federation of Football through reforms and intended to make FIFA more transparent, professional, and accountable. Infantino spoke to reporters about what is ahead for FIFA under his leadership.
I would like also to speak to the stakeholders. To the, of course, national associations that I spoke to today, to the leagues, to the clubs, to the players, and to the fans. And I want to tell to all of you, you will be proud of FIFA, you will be proud of what FIFA will do for football.
Infantino will now face multiple FIFA controversies with his new job, including criminal investigations of dozens of officials for corruption. The awarding of the next two World Cups, respectively, in Russia and Qatar, also under investigation. In U.S. presidential politics, the Democrats will hold a primary today in the state of South Carolina, where the African-American vote takes center stage. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders have been fighting for their vote, as we hear now from VOA's Aru Pandey.
Eastover, South Carolina, population 813, where campaign messages of hope and change are lost on retired concrete pipe worker Wesley Washington.
Everybody want to change, but change for what? If you're supposed to change for the better, but look like more to change for the worse.
As Democratic presidential candidates battle for the minority vote, the mayor of this majority African-American South Carolina town says residents have more pressing needs that go beyond political campaigns.
They're so far removed from what services that they're expecting to receive because, like I said, they don't feel that this is going to impact them.
Robinson, like many African Americans in South Carolina, supports former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Eastover, South Carolina.
And the U.S. economy grew at a faster pace than first thought at the end of last year, expanding by 2.4%. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.